This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi told a crowd in Tehran, quote, the Zionist regime will pay the price following two explosions that killed nearly 100 people on Wednesday to commemorate Commander Qasem Soleimani. Iran has in the past blamed Israel for attacks on individual people or places within its borders, claims which Israel has neither confirmed nor denied. But there was no indication of any involvement of a foreign state in the cemetery explosions. Iran's health minister told state TV the death toll was at 95, down from 103, and said 211 others were injured, making it the deadliest attack in the history of the Islamic Republic, which has faced similar incidents in the past from various groups, including the Islamic State. Israel is on alert for a possible Hezbollah response after a senior Hamas leader was killed in a Beirut strike, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have not commented on the strike that killed Hamas's number two political leader, Saleh Arouri, but Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says we're on high readiness for any scenario. The U.S. has sought to prevent any widening of the conflict, including by deploying two aircraft carriers and other military assets to the region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in the region this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials have repeatedly threatened to kill Hamas leaders wherever they are. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The death toll from a powerful earthquake in Japan that struck the country's west coast on New Year's Day rose to 73 on Thursday as search for survivors under buildings continued and tens of thousands evacuated.